the Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Welcome back to the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, the Prentice Also Heating and Air Coach's Corner. John Dinkins along with Coach Matt Williams of the Smyrna Bulldogs. And congratulations, Coach. A big win against Siegel on Thursday night in overtime, 28-27. And for your sixth win, third straight. I look at the season for you, and I think you can divide it up into two seasons. There's one, the first part of the first season where you lost to some close games against some tough opponents. The second season where you strung together some wins, big wins, had to have them, and got them. And now we're entering the third phase where everybody's 0-0 and everybody can start fresh.
Yeah, I mean, it's an exciting time for everybody. I know it's exciting for the fans, but, you know, I'm proud of our kids. I think we picked at the right time. We talked about, you know, after the loss to Blackman, that, you know, our goal was to be 3-0, and it's sort of like an early start to the playoffs, and, you know, our kids responded and did what they needed to do and put us in good position here.
You know, you look at, as you go into the playoffs, you want to go in playing well, and that's something that you guys are doing right now. But a lot of people I don't know really don't realize that every game, as you mentioned earlier, about the halfway point, every game is a playoff game for you. So you just keep in that same mode starting next week, don't you?
Yeah, we won't change much. You know, the biggest thing with our kids is this can't be a deal where we relax now. You know, we have been against, you know, our backs have been against the wall, and it's been sort of a deal where we found out that we were in, you know, so we've got to make sure we, if anything, we step it up a notch now, and we're not going to be complacent. You know, it's Smyrna High School. We're not going to be just satisfied making the playoffs. We want to make a run here, and, you know, I know our kids will respond.
You have a lot of seniors, too, that would really, I think they would like to have another chance to get back.
Right.
Because of the way that game ended last year, and I know they've still got that on their mind. Is that a good thing for them? I think it's something that would drive them.
Yeah, I think they're hungry. I mean, I think it is. I think, you know, we're going to talk about, obviously, you definitely can't look ahead in the playoffs. You start looking in that bracket, you know, you're going to be in trouble. You better be worried about who you got for, you know, that game. So I think it does drive them, though. I know that last year that was obviously left a bad taste in their mouth. And, you know, they've been a group all through youth league and through middle school that was very successful. You know, I don't think they didn't lose a game. I know through middle school they didn't lose any games. And so they've been used to success. And, you know, this year has been frustrating for them for the most part. But I think that's what allowed us to do what we did. You know, they battled back, and their resolve has put us in a position we're in. But I do think it left a bad taste in their mouth, and I think they are hungry because of that, what happened last year.
I think I was quoted, unfortunately, as saying last year you had the worst route to get to the state finals. And you know, you had to go back and play Brentwood in the first round, and
right,
they were a top seed, and it's not really a lot different this year, but at least you know there's a little bit difference where the records didn't, you know, it was a little more even record-wise and that kind of thing, but, and we'll talk about that in a minute. You had a tough game against Siegel, and we kind of felt like that was going to be a close ball game, and it turned out to be just exactly what it was, I guess, auditioned out. It turned out to be that way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Greg does a fantastic job. He's really, you know, they've come in and, you know, their scheme's totally different on offense than it was last year, and, you know, they're still very soft down on defense. I mean, he does a great job on that side of the ball, too. But we knew going over there on Thursday Night Lights, it was senior night for them. They had a chance to finish second in the district. We knew it was going to be a tough game. And, you know, we didn't necessarily execute the way we wanted to. We made a lot of mistakes we can't make. But you come out of that game with a win, you've got to be happy. You know, I'm not complaining about the mistakes we made and stuff. We were happy with our kids. You know, the ball finally bounced our way. And we've had it bounce the other way plenty of times this year. So
I was going to say, when it went into overtime, did you, in your mind, were you going, oh, no, not again, you know, that kind of thing? You can't really think about that, though, can
you? No, you're sort of in, you know, just you got to try to make the next step and then make the decisions you need to make. So you don't necessarily think that. I wasn't necessarily happy we were in that spot, but you know, it was what it was, and luckily it worked out right.
The offense has kind of struggled. Both offenses really struggled in that first half. Credit to the defense, maybe a little more. Donnie Johnson, who does our games with us, he said And I noticed, too, it seemed like the tackling was so solid in that first half, maybe the best I've seen all year by two teams battling it out.
Well, yeah, I definitely thought their team – I thought they tackled better than we did in the first half for sure. I thought their kids did a great job, especially in space. Their kids really wrapped up well. I thought we missed a few we shouldn't have missed. But overall, I thought the defense did a good job. They put you – you know, their offense put you in a bind. I mean, we – you know, when I watched the film yesterday, I was a little disappointed. We at times, just you got to play a sign of football against them. It's option football. It's just, you know, and spread out and they're in gun. But we had some things we got to clean up as far as defensive ends, you know, chasing the football and things of that nature. They got to, you know, they make you stay honest on defense, and it's tough to defend. So they did an outstanding job. You know, I thought Stockstill, I thought he really, really did a good job and commanded their offense well. And, you know, I just give them credit because they got a good football team.
Is that, and I guess it's a good thing that you can play a team of that caliber. Of course, you do every week. But to play a team of that caliber, going into the playoffs, pick up a win in the process, and let you know that no game is, you know, just going to be won by just walking out on the field.
No, I mean, we've definitely had a few tests this year. And, you know, so I don't think there's not a game we're going to walk into big-eyed, I don't think. I think we're, you know, we're going to walk into every contest feeling like we've got a great shot to win the football game. And, you know, the biggest thing for us is, and I've said it all year long, it's consistency. We've got to be a little bit more consistent in some areas. You know, we had a 12-man on the field penalty the other night that just killed us. We had them stop, ready to punt, and gave that up. You know, we got a fake punt that you can't happen. But there's still some mistakes we've got to clean up. We got plenty to fix. But the good thing is, we still got life, and we've got some momentum here. And you know, I know our kids are excited. I've had kids already texting me this morning asking me, you know, who we're playing, who we playing, coach, and you know, so they're excited. We're excited, and. You know, I'm not – somebody was saying there was, you know, disappointed hearing we're going to play this team or that team. I said, I don't care who we're playing. I'm glad to be invited to the party, and you know, it's going to be fun.
Well, according to what we've gotten so far, you're projected here to play Franklin, 7-3, a team you know pretty well.
Yeah, we had a decent little game with them.
Yeah. And got some memories of that one. And, you know, they're going to be a formidable opponent. But, you know, I'm of the opinion that when you get to this point, they're all formidable. I mean, it's not anything new. And the good thing about playing in our district, I guess, you know, you're used to that.
Yeah, you are. I mean, there may be a case here or there where a team, you know, gets in that's, you know, maybe not the guy. But looking at your sheet of paper, that other quadrant, that third quadrant, that's pretty tough. So, you know, nobody's going to step into those games and have an easy one. So that's going to be a great challenge. This is a great memory for your kids, though. I think it's going to be something special. Whoever comes out of that is going to be able to say they came out of a really tough quadrant, and that's going to be special.
Concentrate a little bit, because I know we're going to be talking playoffs next week and get into that. But let's talk about some players, some key guys that have really kind of stepped up. And maybe not the person, not the kid that we don't normally talk about. You know, your Joe Sheltons and your, of course, Williams and those types that produce week after week. But some surprises that you've seen across the year, and don't want to put you on the spot, but maybe if you can name a couple of guys.
I mean, you got kids like Dustin Boone, you know, number 42, our defensive end and tight end, who's really stepped up. You know, we had Curtis Jones, we lost, number 28, had a really good season for us, a junior defensive end that I was really sad to see him get hurt, and you know, had made great strides. But Dustin stepped in not only on offense, but he stepped in and filled in on defense, and he's given us the opportunity on offense to go two tight ends, and he's done a good job with that, and really expanded our offense. So that's a kid right off the top of my head that's really done a great job, you know, helping us as far as offense. And of course, you got kids that don't get, you know, much credit because their lineman, Cruz Blanca, I thought the other night had a great football game.
He was incredible.
You know, haven't talked a lot about that young man, but he was dominant up front on both sides of the ball, I felt like, and did a great job. So we've had a lot of kids step up. You know, we had a kid, Dominic Bell, who's a senior transfer we got from Lancaster Christian, that caught a big ball down the sideline last night, and he's had a couple good games in a row. So we've got kids that are stepping up and playing well, and then hopefully doing so at the right time.
You know, in that game Thursday, in the first half particularly, a little, you know, it was not going well offensively, and I kind of thought the way Shelton ran it and stayed with it and didn't panic and didn't, you know, get that score late, a sign of maturity a little bit. And
he's been there, and you know, he's had his ups and downs. I think, you know, the schedule we play in the district we're in, you're going to have some ups and downs. You're not going to play, you know, just great every night. So he did show a lot of poise and made some really good throws. I thought it was good decisions. He, you know, probably the best decision he made all night to get a first down was we had a quick hitch call to the left. He gets the snap, bobbles it a little bit, and he just takes off to his right, sees a hole, ends up picking up the first down. So, you know, it's plays like that that make a big difference. People don't necessarily, you know, they just think it's a busted play. But when you're heady enough to do that, that's what wins football games, and that's what he's done for us lately.
Matt Williams, our guest. A couple more questions before I let you go, Coach. We heard a name the other night that we had not heard, Chase Murphy.
Oh, yeah, with a touchdown.
Yeah. That had to make you feel good.
Well, I should have brought him up, you know, when you asked me the other question. Chase has done an outstanding job at fullback for us. We had Brad Wilson, who had stepped in against Oakland, done a fine job, but he had a high ankle sprain. So Chase stepped in as a sophomore and, you know, had a touchdown on the night, ran the ball really well and blocked really well. I'm really pleased with Chase. Chase has come a long, long way, and hopefully he will continue in his, you know, maturity process. But he's done a fine job for us at fullback and given us a lot more options offensively.
You got to have somebody to step up.
Oh, yeah.
Injuries occur or adversity. Somebody has to step up to win championships. And, you know, it appears that that's happening at Smyrna.
Yeah.
So, Coach, good luck next week with Franklin. Maybe Frank. I guess Franklin. I'm gonna say that, but we'll know in about an hour. Yeah. And good luck the rest of the way. We're gonna catch you down the line, and it's gonna be interesting. And it's always this time of year. I think it's something that you really do look forward to. It really, don't you?
Yeah,
as a coach.
You do. It's special. I mean, you get to go out to, you know, the Bermuda grass is going dormant, and I don't know. It sort of makes it be sort of weird, but I sort of like that. I like to play.
Yeah, the weather cold.
Weather's a little cold, a little chilly, and you just get to go out to practice and. Yeah, I guess pack your mind. You don't wish it on anybody, but you know there's a lot of people not getting to do that. Their equipment's hanging on the rack. So, special deal for our kids, and we're excited about it.
All right, good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
Matt Williams, the head coach of the Smyrna Bulldogs, and winners in overtime against Siegel on Thursday night by a score of 28-27. And when we come back, Brian Barrett will have Coach Philip Shadowins of the Blackman Blaze. They won last night as well by a score of 28-12 over Laverne. And we'll continue here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant as we continue with Apprentice Ossoff, Eating and Air, Coach's Corner. Stay with us.